Well, good morning. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Sweet caffeine, kick it in, baby. 7:08 and 18. We have a winter storm watch from late Thursday through Friday night. We could see 6 to 9 inches to snow. Snow. I don't know anymore. My brain is officially shot. 6 to 9 inches of snow by Friday night. Today, 2 to 4 inches possible, high of 23. Tonight, cold with lake effect snow and a low of 4, and it's 18 right now.
Sit down and relax.
Brock's got the morning dump with trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more. Brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Well, according to a new study, drinking alcohol can cleanse the brain. I knew it. I knew it all along. Researchers found that a low intake of alcohol might improve brain health by increasing the system up there that's responsible for removing waste products from the brain. Now, to be clear, the scientists said that this can only work with a low intake, which is about 2 drinks a day. So if you're crushing it and binge drinking, you're messing the system up and making your brain run less smoothly. I disagree, Mr. Fancy Lab Coat Man, because when I binge drink, my brain is wiped completely clean. It's like there's nothing there in the first place. Fresh, clean slate, man. So, yeah. Again, they're going to come out with a study after this saying, no, even smelling alcohol is bad for you. They don't know. Just do what you want to do. Drink, have fun, you know, wipe your brain off. I don't care. The number crunchers at Pornhub have spoken, and it looks like traffic to the site for users in Boston, many of whom were probably Patriots fans, jumped 28% in the few hours after the game ended. On the other hand, Eagles fans weren't logging on as much. The viewership was only up 13% above normal in Philadelphia. Instead of looking at dirty movies, Eagles fans were spending their time doing other stuff after the game. Probably actually doing it or, you know, flipping over cars and burning the city to the ground. This is all pretty normal. Traffic to the site usually drops during big sporting events and then spikes after the game is over. And the Super Bowl is an exceptionally big night because it matches up with the busiest time of week, Sunday at 11 p.m. So there you go. Sad Patriots fans were just watching porn, crying and masturbating while Eagles fans were flipping over cars and burning buildings. Either way, just a horrible area. Just everyone over there on the Far East Coast, we can do without it. And lastly, there's a lot of talk about the buying habits of young adults, what they're buying and what they're not buying. Well, it seems they're not buying big, loud motorcycles because Harley Davidson has been suffering a dip in sales over the past few years and even had to close factories. Now, Harley Davidson Motorcycle is responding to this by developing their very own electric motorcycle. The first all-electric Harley Davidson is expected to hit the market in 2019, and it's supposed to even have an artificial roar of the engine when riders crank the throttle. So you get all the performance and noise of an original Harley without the gas engine. For God's sake. Are you serious? All right. Buying an electric Harley with an artificial engine rumble is like buying a hooker and just cuddling with her. It's pointless and a waste of money. I want to feel the rumble. I want to smell the gas. When you're riding a motorcycle, artificial rumble. If I see one of these, I don't care if it's a Harley, okay? And believe me, I love Harleys. I love motorcycles. But if you're on a motorcycle with an artificial rumble, I'm going to slap you right in the face. I'm going to slap you right in the face, and I'm going to steal your motorcycle. I'm going to throw it away. Oh my God. You know what? These young adults are ruining everything. That's your morning dump. Feel better, don't it?